Okay, gentlemen, we are in Milo Hilchas Tefillah B'Tzibur, and I want to continue with learning some really crucial halachas in terms of what is mitzvah or not. We discussed in previous year about how the tzivuv works, and perhaps most importantly, and that's what the Mishnah over here reminds us of in Sifkot Nun Zayin. We'll get to that. Actually, let's do it now. Page 176 on top. We're going to get to that. I want to mom speak about it tonight, Mitzvah Hashem. So top of page 176, Psifut Ches. Let's get this clear. Let's get this once for good. Let's get this clear. Im Ktsas HaAsor B'Veis HaKnes V'Ktsosom B'Azor Eino Mitztafim. Shulchan Aruch tells us, if some of them are in the Azor, which we're going to translate as? Courtyard. That's great. Yeah. Yeah, an adjoining room. That's the Azor, definition of Azor. But some are Azor, some of them are inside. Eino Mitztafim. They don't add up. They don't add up. Some in the Azor, some inside, they don't add to 10. But there's a question here, something which is not logic, defies logic, based on what we learned in the previous year. It doesn't make sense. Because we learned in the previous year another rule, and that's clashing. So again, what we're seeing now is that if there is 5 in the main shul and 5 in the Azor, 5 in this room, 5 in the adjoining room, the whole way in the adjoining room, 5 here, 5 there, it doesn't add, you don't have a minion. How does that make sense based, we learned something which contradicts that. A rule, which contradicts that. Yes, so it. Exactly, that's it, spot on. We learned, Tezvav, we learned, that if there's a chaloin in between, look at the words, it's adding up. If there's a window in between, it adds up. And it was also talking about a different room. So here you go. We have a contradiction. There we learned, previously we learned, if they can see one another, remember we spoke about how they see each other? You have a minion. You have a minion if they can see each other. Here we're learning, if it's an adjoining room, it's no minion. So what's the obviously, the answer? What's the visible answer? Exactly. The answer must be that here we are clearly talking about in a situation they cannot see each other. Look what the Mishnah says. If got nun who are din afilim tishabav esakness v'yochid bazor. We're talking about 2 rooms. 9, 1 is the same than 5, 5. It doesn't make a difference. We all know numbers till 10, and it doesn't make a difference how you get to that number 10. 8 plus 2, 5 plus 4, 3 plus 6. We all know you need to end up to 10. Yeah. So you need to get, so wherever the addition is going to be, doesn't need to be 5, 5, right? 5 inside, 5 out, 6, 4, whichever combination. Kosa prima godim, so now he says, Kosa prima godim, dahita seif yud zayin, yud ches, yud tes. What did we learn previously then? Ma'irab she'enun roin zeh zeh, we're only clearly talking about it, so now we're not seeing one another. But because they do see each other, afilu b'shnei batim mamash mitztafim. Rabbi Yisai, even I'm saying 2 batim, meaning in 2 rooms. Batim means rooms. In 2 rooms, even I'm saying 2 separate rooms, if they can see each other, 2 separate units, they can see each other, they are going to be mitztaref. Domin Zimun, as we find Balochus of Zimun, Sim Kuftadihei. Now it does remind us of a minority opinion. V'yesh machmirim, some are stringent, afilu brim, when they see each other, some hold that doesn't work. But of course, if it's an emergency, you could rely on it. There are those who hold, seeing is not good enough. But that's not the main loch. Main loch is that seeing works. So what we got, Rabbi, we've got to be a clear psak that as long as you can see one another, it works. There's going to be a disclaimer. I'm still going to get the exception. But for the moment, clearly what we've got is even separate rooms, it's mitzvah.
What's called different rooms? Sometimes you have different levels within the same room. You can have a sort of platform with steps.
You're talking about Eznoshim? Is that what you're talking about? The gallery kind of thing?
No, not Africa. I'm talking more on a smaller, not so high up, but a little bit higher.
Like in the Hadas?
Like downstairs in the Hadas.
Downstairs in the Hadas, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like downstairs in the Hadas.
Well, like it used to be in ETC, if you remember that.
ETC were higher up. At the back, they had.
I mean, I suppose it was for Nashim when they were there, but even if they weren't there.
Yeah. Yeah, so that will make it a different room. But again, the halacha, yeah, it's a different takia, different rishos. But even in such a case, if they can see one another, the halacha is that it's mitztaref. It's interesting because it's a bit ironic in a way, because all idea of as Noshim is, they don't see one another. You know, surely that way around, you know, men shouldn't be seeing the ladies.
And see the men.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure, you're right. But so it's a bit counterintuitive that if they see one another. So, but the point is, it's a different context, because the Ez Noshim is about having a certain level of tznius, you know, and in theory there is a bit of visibility. Moshe says it doesn't really matter. Like
it's a different rishus. It's literally just a mitzvah away. You don't, even if it's mitzvah, you don't say it's a different rishus, so it's separate. You say it's just a mitzvah, so it's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we've got now. So, yeah. Now, I want to look at the Radvaz over here and see if the Radvaz. The Radvaz over here is a crucial Radvaz, and the Pimagod, the Mishnevua brings it. What will be the law? So, we want to know if there is. If there is if there is going to be a room where there is no visibility in between, so what we're saying dialogue is now. There's no. If there's two rooms and there's no visibility, can't see one room to another. I know it's tough. It needs to
if
be.
Like curtain,
yeah. So yeah. So the answer is the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, and that's based on the Mishnah in Brachos. Im roin zeh ezeh. So it sounds like the Shulchan Mishnah roin zeh ezeh. They have to see one another. It seems to be going both ways. Even if they don't physically see each other, they should be able to see one another.
So is that how here is one
very good question. That's a very good question. It's a really, really good question. I'm not sure. It could very well be that it's a problem. Yeah. Based on what we're seeing now, might be a problem, yeah, because it says, Roin Zeh Zeh. If it's something that physically cannot be seen in one direction, it might not be mitzvah. I think so.
Someone wrote that was in there, so I'm not sure downstairs. I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about when, in the week where there's no women.
Yeah.
A man wants to sit there.
So what would you say?
I mean, you can see, but not...
I think you can see.
But it's not really designed to see both ways.
That doesn't make a difference if it's designed. It's about being able to see one another. It's about being able to see one another. Even if you don't actually physically see, it's about being able to see. There is one more aspect which I want to mention, which is the Radvaz. There is two levels, and I think I mentioned that previously. There's two levels. One level is the level of adding to the minyan, getting to the number of 10. However, the halachas are far more lenient once you have, there is a minyan inside the room, and you want to just be part of, you want to have the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzivah. It's a lower level. If there is a minyan there already, but is it count davening b'tzivah? So that's a different question. Is it count davening b'tzivah or not? And here the Mishnah Berurah brings the Radvaz, and I'm going to quote this. V'tshuva ze Radvaz kosav, motzot se shekosav, deze davke inin etzirup, aval tshir mispalim atzibu, to be considered davening with the tzibu, im ein lachred ha-pesach acher, rak davke, derech ha-bayis ha-godl, choshim kemispal betzibu. If im ein lachred ha-pesach acher, if there is no other room to go through, rak only, davke, derech ha-bayis ha-godl, you can only go through that passage, through that room, choshim kemispalim atzibu, you can consider davening with the tzibu. If there's no other way, no other exit, it will be considered by definition tefillah b'tzibu, which is a slightly different point. and it's something to consider. Chaznish disagrees, but it's an interesting mishlibur. Let's carry on. We see if you test. Shliach Tzimur Bateva. This is a question. I have over here a bit of a history over here. I don't know what you think about this, Abu Isai. This is the halach is follows. Shliach Tzimur Bateva. So what is a teva normally? What's a teva? Contrary to what our reception boys think, what's a teva? What's the literal translation of a teva?
Box.
A box. Yeah, a teva is a box. And Noach built a teva. Yeah, he did. But yeah. Well, that's exactly what we mean over here. What does he mean? Noach built a teva. There was a box there, and he would stand on top so people could hear him. That's what the teva means. Shliach tzimur b'teva, v'tisha b'beis ha'knesses mitzdafin. Okay, so b'teva means on top of the teva. Imagine a teva, a box, and the chazan would stand on top of that, daven from there. A bit similar to what? A bima. Very good. Very good. Now we know that we don't really daven from the bima. It's a bit of we're not really meant to daven from a bima. Yeah, because yeah, but it's a bit of a question. Historically, halachically, why you daven from a bima? You're not really meant to daven from a bima. And also, it should be yogurt. You should be going down. But let's leave this out for now. I want to just get it to the point that the Shulchan Aruch is making. Shliach Tzimur Bateva. Pardon?
You're not meant to daven from a bima.
You're not meant to daven from a bima. Yeah, from a bima where the leaning takes place.
Why, because of the
leaning? No, I don't want to go there now. We'll maybe talk about it another time. Shliach Tzimur Bateva. Tisha Veis HaKnesses. So this is a teva which is specifically designed for the chazan. Okay, the chazan stands on a bima any davens. There's one person there, a tishah beis hakneses, and there's 9 individuals around him. Do they add up or not? The answer is chazan on the teva, 9 people in shul. What would you say? Yeah. Why not? Yeah, why not? Should add up. Aval pishi gvoya soro rechova arba, despite the fact that his bima has a shi of a shasiyachit. It is four wide and 10 tfochim high. So it's a Rishus Yochid in its own. This chazan is very COVID compliant, and it's got his box, and there is windows all 4 sides, high up. So he's really safe. Really all 4 up. Walls going up. Now, you could argue he's not with a minion. This chazan is in a bima with 4 side enclosures. There's no minion there. 1 plus 9. They don't add up. He says, no, it adds up. Why? No, it's adjoining up to the shul. And some said, no. If the walls will reach all the way till the ceiling, it's not going to be a minion. It's not going to add up. Rabbi said, this is a very, very interesting question, because this is relevant to all the... To many shuls they have in the bima, they have a bima where the real shuls, the real purpose-built old shuls, the nice good shuls, yeah? The bima where the leaning takes place, think about that, Abu Yisrael, look at that. They have, well, how do you get to the, where's the leaning? On a bima. The bima has to be higher. And what's around the bima normally? Around the bima?
Oh, a railing.
Railing, yeah, it's got to have it for, you know, otherwise. Yeah. Now think about this. This is a shus in its own. It's a shus. So, the person on the bima, is he davening with a tzibur or not? You could argue, he's not davening with a tzibur. Look, there's mechitzes all around. How can he say Kaddish after laning? How can he lane? There's no minion there. Have you thought of it? Very interesting. How does that add up? You should have 10 people there, maybe. So the answer is, no, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because it's bottled to the whole shul. It's like part of the shul, and therefore it becomes bottled. But it's not. Some say that, no, if the mechitzes are very significant, it would be a problem. So I've seen once in a shul, I must tell you that, I get very, very, very upset when I see this. I saw one shul, a very, very highly yeshivish shul, a purpose-built shul in Eretz Yisrael. I got very eggy. I was very irritated by that. They built the shul, and they made this, the bima, a very large shul, and they made the bima compliant with this. They made the bima, and the dafka didn't make the. They made the mechitzas around it with a lot of holes in between, so they shouldn't be considered proper mechitzas. Why? Because they were concerned that the Baal Koyre, when he says Kaddish, there's a proper mechitzah around it, he's got no minion. How can he say Kaddish? Mechitzah, it's a Yerushas Yochid on its own. And they were worried about it. So they made that there's no mechitzahs, no proper mechitzahs, and therefore, he's for sure bottled to the whole shul. And I felt it's very wrong to do that.
You mean not even love
it? Yeah, they made the Poets Merubah kind of thing. They made Poets Merubah. And I felt this is a really, really taking over the top. Because if you look into every single shul, the pre-war shul, all the big shuls before the war, they all had proper mechitzas. You go a few steps up, yeah. Walls around, proper significant bemis. I don't think we're much, but you know, we can't go to, you know, the chumra escalations and all that. It was good enough for hundreds of years. It's going to be good enough now as well. Yeah, what are you saying?
In terms of Hatzah, is this comparable?
Yeah, in a way.
If you have a shrusa yachid, like this room, and you make a something 10 high or 10 low, it's still going to be open bottle to the whole room.
Yes, so good.
So why would it be any different here?
Yeah, so I agree with you. So I agree with you. So I very much agree with you. So it's going to be a bottle to the shul anyway. Yeah. It's going to be bottled to the minion. It's going to be one. You look at that one room. I agree with you.
But we're saying halacha holds us in mechitzas.
Yeah. So we look at it in mechitzas, but still, if within that mechitzas, if it's going to be clearly the sense of it is that it's part of one shul, one place, one room, then the mechitzas can't split the. You know, in theory, you could argue there's also mechitza here. The mechitza. This mechitza. You could. Everything is mechitzas. You know, make mechitzah, everything. Poets, merubah, this is a, what are you going to say? Petiko yorid v'soysam. If you know Erevin well enough, you'll find loads of mechitzah everywhere over here. All those chairs, you know, you're going to make a doif and akuma, you're going to make over here, it'll be mechitzahs. Then everybody's davening his own little place, your minion. So obviously, the point is that, no, if it's one room, and never mind, everybody can see each other, but it's just one room, you look at it as.
Based on Sivyut Ches. Why do we need to come with that?
Because if you want to be yeah, you're right, of course, if they can see that. But I'm saying, even if you go with the stringent opinions, that seeing it wouldn't be mitzvah. I'm saying that's good, doesn't you have done if you go into that machlokes at all. Rabbi, so we continue with Sif Chof. If there is 10 people in one place, and they are saying Kaddish Kedusha, even if you're not with the 10 people, you can still say Kaddish Kedusha with them. So there's a minion here, you are standing downstairs, no worries, you can still say answer Kaddish Kedusha. This opinion says you should. The second opinion, however, says, the other opinion says, no, if there is something interrupting it, like a tinuf, like dirt, or avoidis kechovim, any idle avoidis oz, then that's interruption. You cannot answer kaddish kedusha if there's like, let's say there's, you know, some dirt or something that, you know, that you can't, then you can't. So if you're on the street over here, and it's some dirt or some dog's thing, whatever, you cannot, then it would separate, and you cannot say, you can hear kedusha from the. You can't answer. Rabbi Sai, this is not politically correct. This is not politically correct, and this is a problem in terms of how we stick to this. Third line in Mishneh Berurah says as follows. Third wide line. Sifkot Samachay. If there is Akum, Rotsalim Avoid is Kechovim, or Oivit Kechovim. Rabbi Sai, if there's an Oivit Kechovim, which we're going to translate as a goy.
Is that what it means? Or does it mean?
No, it means goy. It means a goy. If there's a goy between you and the sound of the Kaddish and Kedusha, you cannot say Omen Yesh Merab if there's a separating goy in between.
What is the definition of separating
goy? Anybody in between. Any, if you are walking on Mulberry Road and you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, if there is dirt in between, you can't answer Omen Yesh Merab. If there's a goy in between, Mishneh Berurah says, you can't say
Omen. So if you've got a shul, right? Goy turns up for a bar mitzvah or a bris.
So if it's.
There's a small minion for the bris. There's 10 minions.
Yeah, so I believe. It's interesting how you're pointing out. I believe the Shulchan Aruch is only addressing if it's not the same room. If you're part of the minion, no, nothing can separate. This is talking about you're outside of the minion. Shulchan Aruch address. Again, the words how you are so b'makim echot. this is 10 people, and this is when it's not in the same room. This is a different room, different area, that's when there's a hefsek. I believe that if you, it's in the same room, mamash the same room, then it wouldn't, mechitza wouldn't...
Just repeat that again, please. If there's a shul, and there's a goy in the room...
So if it's in the room, I believe, that's Yossel's point, and I think that's probably true. If it's in the very room, then you're going to say Kaddish, Kedusha, Boch, whatever it is. You're going to join the minion. However, what happens if you are walking on Mowbray Road, and you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, Boch, would you answer yes or no? If you hear Shul, Boch, Shem, and Boiroch, are you going to answer or not? You're on the street. You hear Omin Yishmerabo, will you answer?
Yes, I'm sure, yes, I would.
You're not in Shul, you're going to answer. Yeah, why not? You hear Kedusha, you're going to answer. So we're learning now, second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and we seem to paskin on that, that if there is something separating you and the chazan, if you're outside, you're on the road, you're outside,
something in between,
it's a hefsek and you don't answer.
So for example, when you walk past Kodal, on the alleyway,
yeah.
After we finish,
yeah.
We walk past Kodal, and they always got their windows open.
Yeah, very good example,
they
perfect.
And they say, we're even Tiferes now.
Yeah, good. So if there's a guy between you, yeah, that's a good question. So I think that you Yitaka shouldn't answer there because there's tinuf there. I think there's like big garbage, dustbin. There's bins there, and I think bins is considered tinuf, and you wouldn't answer. I'm always very hesitant because I'm not sure how far this tinuf would go. But I think pashtus shouldn't answer. Bins, yes, probably, yeah. It's a very good application of this halacha. Okay, the first opinion you're going to answer anyway, Omni Yishmerabo. Okay, the second pshat, the second opinion you're not going to answer.
Doesn't the bins have a lid?
Tinuf.
It's
a hefsek.
If you're approaching up the road, the bins are the other side, and there's still loads of windows and loads of noise, and the bins are near the corner. But if you're halfway up the road, you can
see
the windows.
It's bins probably
the bins are blown more to Tiferet than the colours. In effect, the bins block
Tiferet. I don't know. You could argue both ways, I'm not sure. How do you think?
Well, the question is whether, if you're walking up and you can hear it clearly, and there's no bins anywhere near, the bins are right at the corner, aren't they?
Yeah, then it's probably.
If you're standing in the corner, turning, then the bins are a shiner. But if you're walking up from Koyak when you're just past
the garage,
and you can start hearing the windows are there, and you can start hearing the.
Then probably, yeah, makes sense.
The bins are going to smell,
though. Let's see.
It can't just be a bin. It's got to be a smelly bin.
Interesting what you're saying, because Mishavu does say something about Reach Ro. That it's got, it does mention that.
When you've got 20 families in one big bin.
Because I'll tell you what the words of Mishavu is. L'mais, at the end, he says as follows. The Hamafsik, who Mafsik ben Ashchina, it's this Tinuf, or it's Avodes Kechovim, is a Mafsik, is an interruption between the Shchina. You can't have the Shechina, like if it's in that room where the minion takes place, right? But then the Shechina is here, you know. But if you are trying to catch the Shechina, the davening, there's separating there. So tinuf, anything dirty, even if it doesn't smell, anything dirty separates. It separates. No room for Shechina there. So you could probably argue that. That you shouldn't say Amin Yishmer Abba Bochu, etc. I just said to summarize what we learned this evening. We spoke about the Ezra's Noshim, and we said that if it's visible both ways, the aloch is that it's mitztarev. We also said that the Shliach Tzibur, very interesting aloch, if the Shliach Tzibur is in his own independent, self-standing Rishus, the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch said that it's bottle. The second opinion says that it might not be mitzdarif. Halach Lamaiz Rabbi said the psak is that it's going to be mitzdarif. It's going to be mitzdarif. The Shliach Tzibur is going to be bottled to the whole shul, and the minion will be mitzdarif. Furthermore, we learned also if there is a minion already, a full minion, full power, the solid minion taking place already. If you want to hear Kaddish Kedusha from the street or anywhere else, then you could answer. However, the second opinion says that if there is something mafsik, something interrupting, something disturbing, something interrupting, that, like tinuf, like dirt, avodes kechovim or an ovet kechovim, then that would it's more respectful not to answer, not to say omen yishmer abba, because there's a hefsek in between, and there's no respectful to have a shechina in such a place, and therefore the halacha is not to answer. Okay, we'll carry on with Shem Siv Chav Aleph tomorrow, which is the halachas of paid salaries for minion. You know, do you need to pay somebody to keep the minion going? I don't know. Do you need to pay somebody? Well, the struggling minyanim in the struggling shuls in the West End, in the East End. Struggling shuls, yeah? Do they need to pay? Luton, looking for, non-Muslim kind of.
I know Istanbul deal. You should pay for children to put. Not children.
Bochum.
Yeah, to come and get some money, £5. Yeah. People used to come.
Right. So do you need to do that or not? And who has to pay that? Who has to pay that? Do you have to do it in the first place? What if people say, "Oh, we're very happy. Just 8 of us. We're very happy." What do you? So all these halachas mitzvot because, and who has to pay for it? Does everybody pay for it? What if there's 8? What if there's 9? What about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? All these halachas mitzvot are going to be covered. Tziv Chavalev Chobeis, and we'll do that tomorrow. Mitzvot. Good evening.